At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With your host, Andrew Donaldson, this is Heard Tell.
Welcome back to Heard Tell. Thank you so much for giving us the most precious thing you have, your time. So we try to do what we always do, turn down the noise of the news cycle, get to the information we need so that we can properly discern the times we live in. Now, that's the slogan we say at the start of all these programs, but let's actually talk about that news cycle a little bit today. Most folks are doing news media wrong. Now, it's not one size fits all. Everybody can do it differently. But I've been thinking a lot about this lately, and especially as I do news media hits. Just yesterday, I did 30 minutes of local radio, the hometown radio station, talk radio station I grew up listening to, 58CHS. Did a good 25, 30 minutes on that station. Then a little bit later, I did some talking heading for a Canadian outlet, the News Forum, great outlet up there. News directors up there is a friend of mine. I get to do some, analysis and some commentary with them. I do that for a Canadian news outlet. That's a little different, right? Local news that I grew up with, listening to the radio in the car of my dad, talking heading in Canada. That's different. Then right after that, turned around, threw a dress coat on and had to do a four-headed talking head news panel for a regional TV show that's in the DC area. The Armstrong Williams show, which I've been on multiple times and they keep asking me back. You know, four talking heads, lots of different topics. It takes about an hour to record it for about a 45-minute program. Very different. Those are three very different medium groups, and that's just what I did in one day. Plus, I do my online stuff. I've been thinking about this a lot, how we do our media, and it's one of the reasons I started doing Heard Tell in the first place, and it's one of the things I bring up a lot. I talked to Coop about it on 580. How you consume your news media is so important because we now have algorithms, and AI is just souped up search engines and algorithms. People are paying a lot of money and spending a lot of branding and spending a lot of marketing to make news media and information media tailored to what you want and to feed it to you in a funnel as much as possible. That's the new model. It's not no longer Walter Cronkite. It's no longer even, you know, my generation growing up young. You had Peter Jennings and Dan Rather. These things, Tom Brokaw, these things have changed. I want to go to a poll that Pew Research put out about local news. And I'm going to start local because that's the news you have the most control over. And that's the news that has really suffered in the last 8 to 10 years as everything's really gotten nationalized. And we need to talk about this. Broadly speaking, everything went national for a very simple reason: bigger audience, more money. Especially the old advertising revenue model is based off how much audience you get is how much you can charge for advertising. That's been the model for forever. Part of what's going on is the online model and how to monetize online. People haven't really figured it out yet. Advertising works very differently, as you can tell. If you got to go on a website and click through a bunch of ads, people don't have patience for that. They just go to another website. People haven't really figured out the monetization and the advertising way that online works. Even YouTube, which is dominating online media, it's starting to have a lot of problems because people are starting to check off of YouTube because the ads have gotten completely out of control. And I'm one of them. I'm somebody who's got a YouTube channel, which you can check out, by the way. But the YouTube ads are out of control. The reason the ad stuff is so screwed up is because that's the traditional money stream of media. So let's go to local news first. Their advertising is a little different. It's your local car dealerships. It's your local businesses. It's a lot of campaign ads, though, lately, especially this year in a model year, in an election year. Folks are spending lots and lots of money. That's just manna from heaven for these local news outlets, local TV, local radio, local newspapers. Political ads are a lot of free money that they otherwise wouldn't have on the books, so it dominates. Listen to this poll from Pew. Americans increasingly prefer the digital pathways to local news. In 2018, television was 41% of how people got their local news. In 2024, television's only 32%. Same time period, 2018, news websites or social media news was 37%. 2024, it's 48%. Print newspapers has gone down from 13-9% in that same time frame, and radio has actually peaked up a little bit. It's gone from 8% to 9%. Local radio is actually experiencing a little bit of growth lately. Why? Well, because part of having a decade of everything being nationalized, there's now a little bit of a kickback where folks want more local news. Here's another one. Same stuff from Pew. We're going to link to all this. Most Americans say local news media are at least somewhat important to their community. 12% say it's extremely important, and 32% says it's very important, and 41% say it's somewhat important. Only 15% think it's not important at all. But even further down, the reasoning for this on this Pew data, most Americans say local media are doing well at different aspects of reporting. Now listen to this. Reporting news accuracy, almost 71%. Covers the most important stories and issues, 68%. Transparent in their reporting. They trust the reporting, 63%. Keeps an eye on local political leaders, accountability of government, 61%. These numbers are vastly higher than what national news media has. And if before you get into biases and stuff, they have a breakdown here between Democrat and Republican folks. And the numbers are pretty even. Republicans are a little less, but reports the news accurately. 78%, 66% for the Republicans. Democrats had 78%. Are they transparent? 69% Democrat, 59% Republican. Covers important issues, 73-65 split for the Democrats. Keeps an eye on local leaders, 65-58. Pretty close numbers across party lines. Why? I want to talk about news media today because one of the things that you can do to improve your news media that I see a lot of people doing wrong. It's something in journalistic circles we talk about, you know, your sources should be important. Well, your sources on your news feeds are important, and you have 100% control over who your news sources are. You can curate your timelines. You can curate your subscriptions. You can curate your Substacks and your YouTubes and your news feeds to get exactly what you want to hear and read and listen to. So sources are important. And if you want good sourced information on most news stories, every now and then there's a national or international news where you just got to have the big guys. But think about most breaking news. It happens somewhere, right? You now have the power within a couple of clicks on Google to go to the local media of wherever that event is happening and understand what's going on with it. Take the bridge collapse in Baltimore. The Baltimore folks covered it very, very differently because they know how that port works. They understand that part of the port is on one side of the bridge and part of the port is on the other side of the bridge. It's not just that the container ships couldn't get in and out of the port. The city had to be rearranged how people got from one side of the port to the other now because the bridge was gone. And it changed export stuff, and it changed import stuff, and it changed jobs, and it changed commute times. Some businesses are like, we can't afford to stay in business adding an hour drive time to everything we do. The local people had that flavor. So you could go to a local portion and hear that. Even something like Congress. There's local people in D.C. that cover Congress all the time. We have them on. We have our buddy Eric Garcia on. We have other congressional reporters. We can recommend folks to you. Have a couple congressional reporters that aren't just parroting what everybody else is saying. They're in the hallways of Congress. They're covering this. Make sure they're in there. When a tornado hits Oklahoma or Kansas, or it even hit West Virginia in a real rarity, the local paper that I write for, the Fayette Tribune, we covered it differently than outside. And even the state media covered it a little differently because it was in our community. Steve Keenan, my editor at the Fayette Tribune, knew those people personally. He knew exactly whose house to go to and get the incredible first-person stories of what happened when that tornado hit. So he's telling the personal stories that's beyond just, oh, X amount of houses were destroyed and there were no serious injuries. That's a news bite. The real story was talking to the people. This applies to almost everything. Your local sources are within your power with your social media. All you got to do is look them up. Follow good reporters that do local reporting. Remember the case of the newspaper out in Kansas. And the local reporters, one of them came from Kansas City, but basically came and set up shop that I followed, stayed on that story, stayed on it, reported it. Those are the kind of reporters you need to put in your rotation. The big boys, CNN, NBC, there's something happening with them. And while I'm talking about news media, there's a change happening that you can adjust to right now. The mix of local news sources with your national stories is going to improve your timeline, and it's going to get you ahead of the curve. I want you to listen to this. This got sent out. This was a Nielsen rating from the Nielsen folks that do the TV rating. Nelson, excuse me, not Nielsen. Nielsen would be like saying Nissan wrong. Nelson. Segar Ngeti put this on Twitter. I'm borrowing it. But look at this chart for a second, and we're going to link to it. The median age of TV viewers for cable news. This is mind-blowing. CNN's median age is 67. Fox News is 69. MSNBC is 70. You want to feel really old? MTV's median viewer age, the average age of the viewer, is 51 years old. There is something that's happening to broadcast networks. There's going to be a generational cliff of the old broadcast and cable TV viewers falling off because streaming has taken over everything. Now, it's never going to completely go away. You still have local TV, things like this. But this is why I'm bringing up changing how you do your news media now, because we're in the middle of a curve and you can get ahead of this curve right now. More things are going to streaming. Let me give you the perfect telltale sound. Right now, whether you're a sports fan or not, the NFL and the NBA are redoing their rights packages coming up. And what's happening, and there's a lot of gnashing of teeth over this, is both of those leagues, especially the NFL, are starting to migrate their stuff to streaming away from traditional broadcast. One thing is the streamers have just way more money. Amazon, Netflix, they have infinitely more money than the broadcast networks do. There's reports now that NBC is bidding on the NBA, and they know ahead of time that they're going to lose $1 billion a year on it, but they're going to bid on it anyway because they need the content. There's something happening with broadcast news and broadcast TV wider. You think that medium age is 70? That's only going to climb so much higher. There's something to consider when you understand the life expectancy is only 77, 78, 76 years old. You can see the problem immediately coming here. These sports leagues are seeing that train coming and going, well, instead of being underneath it or it going past us and missing it, we're going to make sure we get on it, and they're switching to the streamers. This is going to change news media. It's not going to be the broadcast. We've already lost pretty much the influence of the evening broadcast news. That has almost no influence. The Sunday shows have very little influence anymore because it's regurgitated information. Sunday shows have the same problem that newspapers had, is why do you want to listen to yesterday's news or last week's news? They'll always have a place, but they're not informative and they're not influential like they used to be. All you got to do is watch how Congress is covered and politics is covered in this political year. Your news media feed has to change because news media is completely obsessed over the national, because that's the biggest audience and that's what gets them their most advertising. So go ahead and understand the realm we're working in and scale it back on your own accord. You can just scale it back and go, oh, I don't have to play this game. I don't need Donald Trump news 24 hours a day. I don't need feeding of affirmation instead of information. I want information. And start looking, because those news networks, we just got some data. The reason they're covering this Trump trial is because the Trump trial is the highest ratings they've had in years. Donald Trump's good for business. He's the biggest thing that ever happened to news media. So setting all the politics aside, they're going to keep feeding Trump over and over again until he stops being a ratings draw. But is that really giving you new information? Is that covering the things that matter to you and your community and your life? Another good reason to check in on local stuff. Those bond hearings, those levies on your ballots, those county commissions and city council meetings. That stuff affects your life a whole lot more than Donald Trump does or President Biden or whoever else. Maybe we should just go ahead and adjust ourselves to that. We're going to talk more about news media and how we need to change how we're doing it right after this. Herd Tell continues.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, welcome back to Herd Tell. Continuing to talk about local news, national news, news media, and how folks are probably not doing it right and how you can change it yourself. Here's a number from this Pew survey we've been kind of talking through a little bit today. Listen to this. More Americans get local news from online forums than daily newspapers. Now, we already know that. Look, I'm a fan of daily papers. I write for a daily newspaper, a weekly, excuse me, not daily. I'm a fan of newspapers, but the role has changed. It's evolved. Newspapers that don't have a web presence are dead or dying. That's just the world we live in. When I write for the newspaper, I know it's going in print, but I'm mostly writing for the online audience to find it, to drive people to the paper because I want the paper to succeed. And the paper knows this as well. That's why they set up the web page and they do certain things, and they're part of a national network of local newspapers and these sorts of things. Listen to this chart, though. More Americans get local news from online forums than daily newspaper. From 2014 to 2018, the same time period we've been talking about, right? Not very long in the grand scheme of things. You know, it's only 6 years, right? Right? 8 years? I can't do math. Not very long. Friends, family, and neighbors is their chief way of getting news. 73% in 2024. 2018, it was only 66%. TV news stations is their local news place for online forums more than daily newspapers. TV stations have gone from 70 in 2018 to 64% in 2024. Radio stations have dropped off a little bit, but not nearly as severely. But listen to this one. Online forums and groups. Talking about Facebook. Talking about, you know, LinkedIn. Talking about neighborhood groups. Nextdoor, that sort of stuff. The number of people who say that's where they get their local news from was 38% in 2018. It's up to 52% now. That's a startling change of things. More people get news off their Facebook feeds than they do a reliable news source. Now, some of that's the news source's problems. But think for a second. Just objectively step back. All the stuff you see on Facebook, all the ads, all the spam, all the fake accounts, all that kind of stuff. Do you think Facebook is probably the best place for you to get news? Now, peer-to-peer news is always going to be fastest. Word of mouth, we used to call it. Now it's on Facebook, social media, texting, all that stuff. Something happens, somebody says something, then everybody thinks, oh, is this really happening? That's always going to go on. But the trick is, what do you do with the next step? Do you just smash it onto a post and send it along? Do you up it? Do you immediately react with, oh my God, I can't believe that happened, or an immediate reaction to that? Or do you take the extra second, step back and go, okay, that's interesting. Let me check into that before I send it out again. So much of stuff that goes viral because it's just an immediate reaction and your thumb gets going faster than your head. And if you stop for a second or do two or three Google searches or just take a second and step back, you'd probably feel differently about it. That's what this stuff's talking about. Online forums and groups are now the majority of how people get local news of what's going on in their community. That can be a good thing if you're really being strict with your discernment. I think we're seeing it's kind of a bad thing in a lot of other ways. I don't even have a Facebook. I love my friends and family, so I don't have a Facebook because there's a lot of mess on Facebook. But there's nothing wrong with Facebook. That's just a personal choice I make. If you're going to use Facebook and stuff, do the same thing I do with my Twitter and people do with it. Make sure you're putting good stuff on there. Follow good journalists. Follow good outlets. And then when somebody puts something that might be too good to be true or really inducing an outrage, use that old count to 10 rule, except instead of counting to 10, do at least two or three Google searches with some reliable news stuff and see if it's actually true or not before you just go pounding send on it. More Hurt Tell right after this. Hi, welcome back to Hurt Tell. We're continuing to talk about news media, how to do it, how to maybe do it a little bit better. I want you to listen to this data set. Look, I'm guilty of this. I do culture and politics, so I'm in a bit of a political bubble because I spend way more time online about politics and cultural news than the average person, whatever that means nowadays, probably does. So I'm guilty of this too. But we get caught up in politics and we get caught up in the real hot button stuff. And like we were talking about with the national news stuff, we start thinking about, you know, Donald Trump and Joe Biden being the primary drivers of an election. So therefore, they're the primary drivers of everything. And the truth is, not very many people actually pay attention to politics at all. Even less people talk about hardcore policy politics. And even fewer people talk about the inside baseball strategy stuff that I can kind of get into sometimes. Listen to this data set on news. And as I read it, think about your own life and what information you actually need in your life, and is your news feed and social media curated for these things? Again, working off of Pew, and we're going to give this data set in the show notes. Make sure you read through it for yourself. Don't take anybody's word for it. This is the information that folks want from their news, especially their local news. And you can extrapolate that to the national news some too. Often and sometimes is the two sets here. The number one thing, by double the number two thing, is weather. That makes sense, right? Every newscast spends a lot of time on weather. When there's a big weather event like a hurricane or a tornado or something like this, everything stops, right? Weather, 68% say that's often what they want out of their news. 23% says sometimes. The net response for that is 90% of people. They want to know about the weather. Number two is crime. No surprise there. 34% say often, 43% say sometimes, a net importance of 77% of people that are searching for news. They want to know about the weather. They want to know about crime. Haven't got to politics yet, have we? Number three, no surprise here either, traffic and transportation. And they're going to include things there like school closing, business closings, you know, snow days, rain days, extreme weather, that sort of stuff that affects traffic and transportation. 28% says often, 40% says sometimes. 68 net people say the most important thing they want from the news is traffic and transportation information. Government and politics finally shows up at number four. 22% say often, 46% say sometimes, 68% statistically tied with traffic and transportation, but it drops down on the sometimes measure. Arts and culture, concerts, events, things that are going on in the community, 59%, net 1643. The economy comes in next, 59% net for them. Schools and then sports close it out. And I'll tell you from working with the local paper, sports drives traffic almost like anything. The three biggest things that drive traffic for the local newspaper I write for, and this is a little bit of a joke, but it's the God's honest truth. Local sports, when the indictment list comes out every quarter, because they do grand juries four times a year, usually the indictment list. And right now, high school graduations, because they list all the graduates, everybody wants to see their kid and grandkid and nephew and friend's kid's name in the paper. That's one of the biggest selling papers of the year. That's just the way it works in local news. But think about that. Weather, crime, traffic, stuff that affects your day-to-day life. Crime is always going to rate highly because people worry about it. They want to feel safe. It's a basic human need, right? And government and politics is behind all that. Now, government and politics overlaps all three of those. Maybe not the weather, because, you know, if they'll figure out a way to tax the rain, they'll do it. But government doesn't control the weather. But government gets the blame or the credit for the crime rate. And government, look, all local politics is go fix the potholes, right? Get the roads fixed. So it overlaps. But weather, crime, and traffic, things that affect your day-to-day life are what people want. So now let's go back and talk about that national news stuff again, how it's all nationalized and way too much of certain things like a Donald Trump dominated and starts burning out the audience, because they need to know this sort of thing too. You burn out your audience if you're not giving them day-to-day good information. It's why local news will always have a place. Something to think about. Take this and apply it to your social media feeds. Apply it to your podcast list. Apply it to your news feeds. Apply it to what kind of information you bring in. Have a weather guy, a crime expert. Have that traffic person from Chopper 13 or whoever does the traffic in the part of the world where you live in. And then have your government people too. I wonder if we change this ratio around where government's just one of the four top things and politics isn't the dominant thing. And I kind of do it because this is what I do. But for you, that ratio could probably use some adjusting. Something to think about as we continue with more Herd Tell right after this. Welcome back to Herd Tell. One more thought on this as we continue to talk about news media a little bit today. Is it improving your life or not improving your life? Is your news media and social media feed giving you comfort and information, or is it driving anxiety in your life? Now, I'm not a psychiatrist. I've got my own mental health people I talk to about stuff. But one thing they always say is, like, it's a pretty easy measurement between needs and wants, and between needs and wants is usually where your ratio of anxiety lies. If you're just ate up with stuff that's bad news, and politics can be messy and ugly, and I can enjoy it because I kind of like the mess and ugly. It's entertaining. I like the machinations of it. But if you're so ate up with it to the point of anxiety, maybe it's time to dial it back and or change who you're doing. Another key thing to look for: do you have a lot of sameness in your timeline, news feeds, and social media feeds? If you've got multiple people that are all saying the same things, it's probably time to go in and look and, like, okay, I only need one or two people who are saying this because they say it better than these other folks. And then I should get some dissenting voices that say something different so that I have a little bit more balance. I probably intake more stuff that I disagree with at this point in my life than stuff that I agree with, especially when it comes to opinion pieces and policy things and politics. I spend way more time reading things I disagree with than things I agree with. Why is that? There's a couple of reasons, but one of them is I pretty much know what I believe at this point. If I didn't, I'd be in a little bit of trouble. I'd rather have my beliefs challenged so I can refine them and I can hear other viewpoints and work on my worldview and my beliefs and my ideologies and what I think is going on in the world so that my perception is accurate. I don't care about the right. I care about getting it right. Am I seeking truth? Am I seeking information over affirmation? Because your human nature, affirmation is always going to win over information unless you really work on it. And it's just like anything else. It's like dieting. It's like exercising. It's like good sleep habits. It's like good interpersonal relationships. It's like working on your job and your career and whatever else. If you want to be a singer, you got to work on being a singer, right? You want to be a plumber, you work on being a plumber. You have to put the work in. If you don't put the work in, affirmation will always win out over information because that's how your human nature is designed. You want what you want. You want to be bottle fed, just like that baby in the crib. He's screaming for that bottle. If he had a gun, he'd shoot you for not bringing you that bottle fast enough. But we're all supposed to be grown folk adults here, or at least aspiring to be. Start working like you do on anything else in your life. Keep your bearing, have some discipline, and work on wanting information, not affirmation. Seek truth, not just a pat on the head that you're always right. Getting it right is way more important than just being right and people telling you you're being right, because being told how great you are and how correct you are is usually a good path that leads you down to some dark places where you're not actually right, but you just think you're right. And then you're in some truly dangerous territory with your information intake. That's why we do what we do on this program. We try to turn down the noise. We talk to good source material people that know what they're doing, usually as local as we can get them. And we're going to continue to try to do that because there's plenty of noise out there. Let's try to do it better and different. We appreciate you joining us for it. More Hurtel right after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Now, welcome back to Hurtel. Okay, bias is on the table. I'm really biased about this story because I have a rescue pit bull that I found at the shelter. She had a busted rear part of her body. It turned out she had a bunch of crush injuries, got her some surgery. She's got a floating hip, limps around, but she does really great now. So I love this story. Let's end on a good note, Fox News. After spending more than 260 days at an Indiana animal shelter, a one-side pup situation has taken a happier turn. Major, a four-year-old terrier pit bull mix, was brought to the Humane Society as a stray, and after arriving, they called a number and found his microchip. Major's family was expecting to arrive and pick him up, but they never showed, according to a Facebook post showed by the Humane Society. And since then, he's been filled with stress after spending time in his kennel, and his evenings were never silent as he sat in his room crying endlessly, the post continued. The post showed a sorrowful Major garnering more than 260,000 views on social media. The hope was for staff to help him find a loving family, preferably one without cats, because like some dogs, like my dog, you don't like cats, which is bad because I got a cat. It's a little bit of drama. But back to the piece. Major's tears have ceased, though, and the pup has finally found a loving family after 260 days. The Humane Society shared the news in an updated Facebook post after Major captured the hearts of social media users with her crying. Now, he's all happy in tears as he leaves with his new home. The heartwarming video shared on May 18th shows Major joyously running up to the employees and saying goodbye before leaving with his adoptive family. Quote, as he walked out the door with his new family, we couldn't help but feel a Major-sized hole in our hearts. Get it? Major hyphen. Major-sized hole in our hearts, but it's quickly filled with happiness knowing he's found the perfect match. The good news has continued to reach hundreds of thousands of users who've been following Major's story since the beginning. To every one of you who shared Major's story, the kennel wrote, your support and kindness made all the difference. Because of you, Major's tale reached far and wide, leading him straight to the loving arms of his new family, the staff of the Humane Society posted. quote, thank you for being a part of Major's journey and for helping making miracles happen. And in a separate post, Humane Society reminded the public that there's many more animals that need homes. I have had several rescues over the year. Current rescue's an absolute joy. Rough road with her. Wasn't sure how well she went, but she went from not being able to really get up the steps of the house first time we brought her home to now after surgery and a lot of rehab and a whole lot of love, fully healthy, zooms around. You wouldn't even know she's crippled unless you just happen to look at that back leg that dangles when she's standing still because it's 2 inches too short. She does great. Chases rabbits, has a great time, brings a lot of joy to my household. If you're a dog person, a cat person, go rescue one. Don't pay some puppy mill a lot of money that you don't need to. A lot of good dogs out there needing a little bit of love. And that'll do it for Herd Tell. However you're listening, all the podcasting platforms, iHeart Radio. We just got onto Spreaker, which is the iHeart Radio sub app for podcasts. That's up and running now if you want to use that. Of course, iTunes and Spotify. You can find us on any platform that covers podcasting. Just type in Herd Tell, Herd Tell Show, and or my name, Andrew Donaldson, should come right up for you. One-stop shopping for everything I do, herdtell.substack.com. All the content is free. Please make sure you sign up for that. That means anytime we do something, it'll go straight into your inbox and your email, and you won't miss a thing. Herd Tell Show on Twitter, herdtellshow@gmail.com. You want to drop us a link? Got something you want us to cover? Just want to interact with us? We would love to hear from you. So wherever you and yours are across the street or around the world, we hope you're well. We hope you are well fed, and we will talk to you again next time for more Herd Tell. All the music on Herd Tell is provided under a Creative Content license from MonsterCat.com. Somos la máquina.